This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. At the bottom of the hour, we've got Chad Ford, former colleague of ours over at the Old Network, and now still an NBA draft analyst and the publisher of Chad Ford's NBA Big Board newsletter and podcast. So, of course, he's going to update us on all things NBA draft, and that's going to be fun. Of course, after that, you get to weigh in on Trash Talking Tuesday. Trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. You got about 30 to 40 seconds, so get your takes ready and come correct. And then before that, at 6:20, or 6:20 Pacific, 9:20 Eastern, you will get a chance to weigh in on the mental health issues, Simone Biles, Naomi Osaka, all of that that we've been talking about. And
yeah,
Rob and I are really looking forward to hearing from
you. Giving you guys a chance today, right?
Right.
To get in on that, Chris. So we're going to do that coming up.
Yep, yep. And let's start right there again, Rob, but not just centering on Simone Biles, but Naomi Osaka, who lost, of course, in the third round of the women's singles in these Olympics in Tokyo. And initially, Rob, when she lost, which happened in straight sets, she left the venue without speaking to the media. But then she returned and did speak to the media and answered a few questions. And here's what she said, Robert, one of the things she said. I definitely feel like there was a lot of pressure for this, the Olympics. I think it's maybe because I haven't played in the Olympics before, and for the first year, it was a bit much. I feel like my attitude wasn't that great because I don't really know how to cope with that pressure. So that's the best that I could have done in this situation. So she didn't make an excuse. She said, look, the pressure is one of the things that got to me. You know, physically, she may not have had it either, but she did say, I didn't really know how to cope with the pressure. I was feeling it, and so this was the best I could do. And I can respect that, you know. And so I'm glad she spoke to the media. But what are your thoughts on this, Rob?
Yeah, she did duck out, right, first, Chris,
yep.
After she
lost. I don't
lost,
know if people
then,
got to her or what. But
yeah, and then I think maybe – you know, enough people said, hey, you can't do this. Like, you know, you already went through this. Come back. She answered a few questions, you know. It was like pulling teeth, I guess, to the reporters. I don't know. It just seemed like there's something else going on. You know, like it's just, it's, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but this anti-media thing, I don't know. I don't know where it's coming from. It's just it's just a part of your job.
And look, that doesn't make it easy. That is a part of your job.
But that's what you sign up for, Chris. I mean, like, it's easy to say that. You know, like, it's kind of what you sign up for. You sign up, you give your opinion every day, TV, radio, whatever. People push back on you.
Right.
It's
part of the job.
Part of the job. What are you going to do? Attack everybody who attacks you or disagrees with you? You know what I mean? Or call them out or whatever.
Yep.
I mean, no, you can't do that.
But you bring up an interesting point because, first of all, if Naomi Osaka, in many ways, loves the media. I mean, she's recently been on the cover of Vogue. There was a Netflix documentary about
her. She's controlling the narrative, that's
right. She's been on the cover of Time. There's a Barbie doll for her. She was on Sports Illustrated. It's swimsuit issue, I guess. I didn't know that. But, you know, so she likes the media. What she doesn't like is the pushback and or criticism. But like you said, and this is my point, Rob, is life... that's a part of life. And I'm not trying to lecture Naomi Osaka, but I'm just saying there are parts of your job, Rob, parts of my job that are tough, right?
Right.
And you might not like it, but you sign up for it. If you want to do it, then you got to get through it. And I meant to say this earlier, Rob, you know, We're talking about, you know, well, I'll get to that later. But I just think, like you said, she signed up for this. And, you know, it's just a part of the job. And you might not like it, but you need to handle it. And I really think something that that brought up with George James, Rob, I think that needs to become as much a part of sports, how we have, you know, coaches that stretch us out or trainers that stretch us out that teach us how to lift weights and all that. I think they need to have like a mental fitness coaches now that can really help the athletes work through their mental issues or challenges, I should say. And if they can determine if it's really a serious mental illness, you know what I mean? Where an athlete shouldn't be competing at this point.
Right.
If you're that unstable
or whatever, then maybe you should step to the side. It doesn't mean that you have to give up your career or anything, but just step to the side for a minute.
For a moment. And you know, George James, the doctor with us last hour, he made a good point, Rock. And I was talking to a former NBA player who said this to me. We're just talking off the record about this.
Right.
And he was saying, you know, a lot of athletes – they deal with this is why, and I don't know if it's any more than the average population, but he said that's why a lot of athletes are on drugs or, you know, are alcoholics or what, because the stress of that comes with playing the sport, you know, or being in the spotlight constantly like that, that's how they deal with it. And we know they do various ways, sex, gambling, alcohol, drugs, whatever it may be.
So what about the rest of the people in the society who don't have all that?
Maybe they got stressed to that too, though. Chris. They got stressed too. Yeah, and that's how they deal with it.
Right. I guess the thing is,
it doesn't mean we stop society. You may be dealing with, you may have an anxiety about talking to the media, but guess what? You still got to do it. And we can help you work through it.
My anxiety,
as you continue to talk with them.
Or eating chocolate cream filled cupcakes at 1 o'clock in the morning with whole white milk. You know, like that's how I deal with my stress. No, I'm just, that's how I deal with my stress.
Different people deal with it different ways.
Right. I'm just saying, and I'm being funny, but seriously, everybody has their own thing, Chris. How you deal? I could drink a lot, or I could have no drink. You know what I mean? Like if I said to myself right now, I'm not going to have a drink for the next year, easily I could go a year without having a drink. Easily.
Right.
Once I determine that. And you've seen me lose weight, gain weight, whatever, right? When I say I'm not going to eat, Chris,
what
do I do?
You're in a gain stretch. You're in a gain stretch.
No, I'm gaining. There's no doubt about it. Are you kidding? Are you, Chris? Oh, my God.
No NABJ in person, so don't worry about it.
There you go. Well, that's next August. I'll be ready.
But, Rob, like I was starting out by saying, if Naomi Osaka or anybody is upset about the media, I think more than the regular media, Rob, is social media. That's what that can, and you have to know what kind of person you are. And that's why, like I've said, I've turned the corner on Kevin Durant, because KD can read all the mess about him and go back at people and still be able to go out there and ball. And so I'm fine with him like that. But some people can't read that. It'll mess with them. It'll steal their confidence, their joy, whatever it might be, their love of playing the game. And you know what I'd say to those people, Rob? Get off social media. At least get off it to the degree that you're on it now, right? You have to know what you are and what you can handle and what you can't.
I told this to, you know, young players who came into whatever city I was working in, Chris, especially when I was a columnist or whatever. I would just say, you know, like to a young guy, like, don't listen to sports talk radio and don't read the paper like that. You know, like, if it's going to bother you, just don't take part in it. I used to always say, the paper and sports talk radio for the fans. It's not for you. It just isn't.
Yep.
And you're not always going to be happy, Chris. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
Just if you know that it's going to bother you, just lay off of it. But for some people, it's a drug. And I tell them, especially, don't read my column when you go 0-4. Don't do it.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
That's what I know they've always told the players in New York, right? When you come
don't
to New York, don't read the back page. Don't read the tabloids. And I get it. I mean, do you think LeBron sits there and watches Undisputed all the time? You know what I mean?
I would hope not. I mean,
remember, Rob, what did LeBron do after his meltdown in 2011 against Dallas? That's when he started going into Zero Dark 23 or whatever he called it, right?
I thought he ripped the fans. Remember? First he ripped the fans.
Well, he did. I ain't mad at him. I mean, look, I've said the wrong thing many a time. If I'm in a situation like that, a lot of you, you know, I ain't mad at him.
Y'all got to go back to
y'all
your miserable lives.
Yeah, I'm going to
be
back
all
to
right.
Your life.
Right.
I don't
right.
think he said miserable, but he said go back to your regular life, and I'm going to go back to mine. I ain't mad because everybody was ripping him. Shoot, let me shoot back. Why? I got to be the bad one when I shoot back. Y'all shooting at me. But anyway, what he started doing was Zero Dark 23, 30, whatever the heck he called it. And he would, once the playoffs started, no media, right? No watching SportsCenter, no watching any of the shows. No, none of that. All he did, he'd watch movies and things like that. He'd read books and got away from it. And obviously he began to perform differently and win championships. I think he's back now. You know, I think he feels like he's gotten to a point where he, I think it seems like he's you know, on social media now during the playoffs. But he did what he needed to do. And I think that's what people need to do. But one thing he didn't do, Rob, was not talk to the media. He still talked to the media. And I, Rob, I've said this, and I firmly believe it. I don't know where you're at on this. I think today's athletes, not just LeBron, he's the top, but all of today's athletes are under far more scrutiny than athletes have ever been.
But ever. I agree with that, but I think the media that covers them are more fanboys than when we were there. And I'm not, and I'm dead serious. There are more guys, and I'm not talking about social media or just some Joe Blow in his basement. I'm talking about the media. I don't think that they get raked over the coals or whatever. Yes, there's more of it. It's 24 hours. But I don't
they
believe
might
that.
Not
I
get
think
it
there are
locally.
A lot of fanboys in the media, Chris, who idolize
know.
These guys, who worship these
guys. I don't know,
because
I think this more than makes up for that. You got the debate shows. And not only the debate shows on TV virtually all day, and then you've got radio shows like this where a lot of times the debate shows are killing guys. Now, you're right in that the local play, you know, the Sacramento Kings, they're not really, you know, nobody's talking about them on the debate shows, right? And locally, if they are full of fanboys in the media, I'm not sure, then, yeah, they might have it easier.
I think there's more of that.
Big-time athletes, like Michael Jordan didn't have to deal with First Take or Undisputed scrutinizing every missed game winner in the regular season. You know, and Magic didn't have to deal with that. So they do have it far worse in that regard.
I disagree from this standpoint. You don't have to watch that. And those people who are criticizing you, you never see face-to-face or you never talk to them. Do you know what I mean? I think there's a little different.
But how
this
does
is
that,
me.
That doesn't change. What it does, though, is though. Remember, you used to get criticized locally. Now, when you're criticized on one of these debate shows, it's all over the country. And it creates people, you know, just average fans. That helps fuel the social media stuff. Did you see what so-and-so said? And now half the people are with him, half are against him. Like, it's a mushrooming effect from these shows that's crazy. Rob, I'd like to hear your answer to this. I feel like now when I see people, you know, we're out and people, oh, you know, first things first, whatever.
Right.
Everybody's got a take now. Have you noticed that?
No, that's for sure.
You're right. You know, that's like true. Everybody's like, oh, LeBron this, Jordan that. Like, it's no longer just, hey, how you doing? Can I get a picture? Oh, whatever. It's like they got a take on something.
No, that I'll agree with, that there's a take. People, and you know, I'm going to give Jim Rome some credit because I am. And I know I always rip on him every chance I can.
Look, his show was hot. You know,
no,
I mean,
you know what he used to say? Have a take and don't
right.
suck. Remember
right.
that? Have a take.
Yep.
So he used to say that way back in the day. So I give him credit for that. And that's where we are, Chris, about having a take.
Yeah. So, all right, your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What is your thoughts on Simone Biles bowing out of her Olympic competition, Naomi Osaka not really wanting to deal with the media, all of this mental health stuff? Do you feel it's an excuse? You feel like athletes are softer today? Our society is softer? Wherever you want to go on this, are you completely understanding? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, 877-996-6369.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in, finally, on Simone Biles, Naomi Osaka, mental health, and sports. Let's see what they got to say, Rob.
All right, let's do it. Let's kick it off with my man. Is this Obi in L.A.? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to respond to you, Rob, a little bit about the whole when things are going well with athletes, why they respond versus when they don't go well. I know my daughter has some issues, and I know when things are going bad, she starts to snowball. So she starts to incorporate all kinds of bad things, and her descent goes down even further, as opposed to when things are going well, excuse me, and things are going well, she rides the great, you know, the gravy train. So I think that a lot of times what happens with the athletes, this is just me spitballing because I see what's going on with my daughter, is that when things are going bad, all of a sudden you incorporate everything that's going wrong, as opposed to when things are going well, you just keep riding that good hot wave. Also, one last point is that individual sports, I think, are a little different from team sports. The amount of support you can get from your teammates are so much bigger than when you're out there on your own. That's why Tiger Woods was such a great athlete, because he did everything on his own, and his mental health was so much better than everybody else's, because that's what made him so much greater than everybody else. That's all I wanted to say.
You're saying the difference. So is it tougher mentally in individual sports versus team sports, or is that, what are you saying?
I think there is a higher compelling argument that is tougher mentally in individual sports than team sports, because in team sports you do get that, you know, support from all your teammates in a much greater sense than when you're on your own, right in the middle of the right.
I mean, we've seen a lot of guys in team sports
I agree with that. I'm just saying that there is that level of, you know, extra when you're by yourself.
I appreciate you relating it to your daughter and helping me understand for real, because I don't totally get it. But I just want one question. When you see a player who's okay to talk to the media when she wins but not when she loses, does that not say something? Do you know what I mean? Like, I got an issue with that, and maybe wrong.
No, I understand that. I mean, there is a level at which these athletes need to be taught better how to handle their situations when they have to face the media, and I think that there needs to be a better teaching and better learning and how to handle that. Okay. I mean, I think Marshawn Lynch saw us the same thing. I mean, there's some people who just don't do well, you know, in public, and they need to recognize that, as well as great as athletes they are.
He does well in public.
Now he's on every commercial, right?
Well, he didn't like talking to the media.
Yeah, but that's different in terms of being prepared. There's a level of preparation when you're doing those kinds of things, as opposed to when you have to, like, hit, you know, questions and all that.
Some people get stage fright, all that. Yeah.
Hey, Obi, thank you.
No, thank you guys. I appreciate it. You know what? You guys are the best. You really are. I mean, you're so much better than all the other team. I wish that they would move you up and get rid of Doug Gottlieb.
Uh-oh. Hello. Uh-oh. Thank you. Thank you, man.
Peace, bro.
Yes, we appreciate the support, though. We don't need to do that. Doug's doing just fine. Right. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
Some another mother's ride back on the radio. What's going on, man?
I know, man.
Oh,
like,
come on,
goodness.
Sean, man! I'm
really?
Working all those shifts.
You actually gonna work?
You just got more days off than an NBA player, Rod. Jesus Christ, man! You got an off season over there, I see, man.
Sean, man, I was in DC trying to dodge
Sean,
bullets.
No, I was putting work in, baby.
Hey, man, I heard about you trampling them kids and losing a friend on the way to a broom closet, brother.
Right.
I thought it was women
just
and children.
Just forgot
first
about
day,
his
Rob.
Friend. Abandoned.
No, my best friend Freddie got lost in the sauce. What do you want me to do?
Hey, Freddie, you didn't keep up. Now, what you got, Sean?
As a wise man once said, I ain't got to outrun the shooter. I just got to outrun you. But my take real quick, man, is, hey, as much as I want to get on Simone, man, I think she's just a casualty of the modern-day era. Jordan took, 9 months off when his dad passed away, man. What's his name? Isaiah walked off the court in the NBA, the Eastern Conference Final, because he had, like, a little mental breakdown, man. Tiger Woods, as much as we want to laud him for always stepping up to the plate when it comes to pressure, look what his off-the-course life turned out to be, man. I think you got to really applaud her for knowing when her breaking point is. And even though it might not be something that we all think is digestible and it's not something that champions do, I just gave you three great examples of some of the best people in their sport who all had mental breakdowns because they didn't take the time out to take a break from the pressure themselves.
I hear
well,
you.
But we've also seen the flip side as well. Right. And I wouldn't call those mental breakdowns. What Jordan did, he retired. Isaiah, I think you're talking about when he walked off with the Bulls, Rob, in the Bulls game. I mean, that wasn't no mental breakdown. You can disagree with what he did, but you know what I'm saying? He just didn't want to.
No, it was unsportsmanlike, Chris.
Right.
How about
right.
that?
It wasn't a mental breakdown.
Right.
But I think that's a great point because we talked about it. Some people deal with it in very negative ways, you know, with vices or whatever. And she's, you know, dealing with it this way. We got Chad Ford, NBA draft analyst, coming up in a moment. First,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We go way back with him, especially me. NBA draft analyst extraordinaire, if I can use that term. Publisher now of Chad Ford's NBA Big Board newsletter and podcast. And living in Hawaii, if I'm not mistaken.
What?
I can't blame you for moving there. It's Chad Ford.
Chad, what is up, man? You retired in Hawaii? What are you doing in Hawaii?
I left to teach, right? Used to teach, but the NBA draft bug just wouldn't let you go, right?
Yeah, I still teach. I'm still teaching at the university down there doing conflict resolution. But, yeah, the NBA draft won't let me go. It's my favorite time of the year. Actually, talking to you from Dallas today, missing Hawaii. But, yeah, I've got the life. NBA draft, teaching, living in Hawaii. It's a good life.
Hey, it's Chad, great to reconnect with you, man.
When I got married, that ill-fated marriage. But, anyway, when I got married, I went to Hawaii and Japan. But I shipped ahead the champagne and all our favorite snacks from Detroit to the hotel so that we didn't have to pay Hawaii prices for champagne. Was I smart or not?
That's Rob.
I have to feel like it cost you more to ship it than the upcharge from Hawaii, but I don't
know.
It was good when I got there. It was right there ready to go. All right,
Chad, let's get into this draft. Now, Cade Cunningham, it looks like Detroit's going to pick him number one, the guard out of Oklahoma State. But there's rumors, I don't know if you can confirm it or not, that Oklahoma City offered Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's obviously a very good young player, and the number six pick to get Cunningham. There have been some other offers for him. One, can you confirm the OKC story? And two, is Cunningham this good to where teams are willing to give up some hot young talent plus a draft pick to get him?
I can't confirm the story. I read it. It makes a lot of sense from two things that I am hearing. One, that Oklahoma City has been very, very active in trying to move up to this draft, that they are willing to move Shai to get up. I think it's about signing a rookie extension with Shai and the Thunder feeling like they're just not on the timetable, that makes sense for them so that they can pick up another asset. And everybody's crazy about Cade. I mean, everybody's crazy about Cade. That's a really good offer, the sixth pick in the draft and Shai for the number one pick in the draft. And Detroit said no. And, you know, I talked to one general manager today who also had tried to move up, and it's just like the price is astronomically high right now. And so is Detroit open to trading the pick? Yeah, but you can't really construct an offer that makes a lot of sense for the opposing team to get up there. Like what I heard was that the counter was that they needed to include their Thunder's 2022 first round pick unprotected in addition to Shai and six. That's a massive, massive haul to move up five spots in the draft. So I don't think that we're likely to see a trade at this point, but it is interesting because like you know, Cade's been number one on my board all year. I think he's great. I do think he's the best player in this draft. I personally don't think that the gap between him and Evan Mobley and him and Jalen Green is nearly as big as people are making it out to be. This is a very, very loaded draft, and I know we like to anoint someone as the guy, and it's just easier to have that conversation. But I don't necessarily know that you need to anoint Cade as much as you need to look at it and say there is three really incredible prospects in this draft. All of them have a case for the number one pick. And I think that's why Troy Weaver is looking especially at Jalen Green right now. This is a guy that Detroit liked all year. They saw him as a great fit and a great athlete, a guy who could come in and give them scoring, which they desperately needed. He's the most marketable player in this draft. He is going to be a highlight reel waiting to happen. And so when Detroit got the number one pick, you have this narrative out there, okay, Cade's the guy. This is a no-brainer. This is obvious. Fans are screaming for them to draft Cade. But I think Troy Weaver's his own man. I think if he takes Cade, it's going to be because ultimately at the end of the day, they think he's the best. But I will say I did hear that Jalen Green's workout in Detroit was amazing. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He feels like he would have been the number one pick if he had not gone to the G League. He's a super competitive young man. And I heard he just absolutely tore it up in that workout. And Detroit's got to come back and figure out how do we factor that into this whole process.
Chad, I think the Pistons are in a tough spot because if they don't take him and it doesn't work out for them, I mean, they just, you know, like if you take if you take Cade and it doesn't work out, you know what I mean, then people aren't going to, you know, kill you. But if you go and take Green and Cade goes somewhere else and becomes this big star, do you know what I mean? It's a tough spot to be in, especially when you have an organization that has struggled. And the last time they had a really top pick, it was Darko. So people don't want to hear that, you know, when Carmelo Anthony was sitting there, you know?
Yeah. But we're not talking about taking Alperen and Sengun. I get it.
But I'm just saying, if you didn't have that in your history, do you know what I mean? It would be a little easier.
Look, I have it in my history. I advocated for Darko going.
No, you're not alone. You're not alone because, right, a lot of people
they won a championship with Darko.
No. A lot of people.
Was he still on that? Was he on that team?
Yes, he played. He was on that. He got a ring. Right, he got a ring before LeBron. Are you kidding?
He's got a ring. Melo doesn't. That's all I know.
All right,
Chad, tell us, for those that don't know, Cade, I saw him some during the regular season, saw him a lot in the tournament. Obviously, he played fine, but, you know, they didn't win much in the tournament. Yeah. Can you compare and give us a few comps in the NBA to what he's like for the listeners?
Yeah. I'm going to give you two. I'm going to give you kind of maybe what his medium is and then where his ceiling is. He reminds me a lot of Chris Middleton. He's going to be a very toolsy wing who can handle the ball, be a primary and secondary ball handler, shot at 40% from three this year, is a guy who is fearless about taking his shot. He was projected as a point guard coming out. He had a pretty high turnover rate at Oklahoma State. I think some teams are off that a little bit and seen more as a sort of a point wing more than a point guard at the next level. Chris Middleton is one comp. And then if you want to go a comp higher and say his ceiling, there's a lot of Jason Tatum to his game. And I think that, you know, if you want to talk about a high-end sort of projection for Cade Cunningham, you're looking at Jason Tatum. I think Jason Tatum is a little bit more of a natural scorer than he is. I think that Cade's a little bit better passer, a little bit better ball handler than Jason Tatum is. But I think there's some similarities. He's going to play like those guys at the next level. And one argument for Cade, and this I think goes back to your point about Troy Weaver, is he's seen as almost a can't-miss prospect. Like, his floor is so high that it's hard to imagine that he's not like a high-level starter in the NBA, his worst-case scenario, where you've got a little bit more risk factor with Jalen Green and Evan Mobley. But, you know, also, you know, I'll say, you know, Jalen Green is probably going to be the rookie that has a 45-point game his rookie year, and people are going to be going, how did you pass on that guy? I mean, he's a very, very sexy prospect.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's ask about Golden State. They get, you know, the 7 and the 14 pick. There's been talk that they might try to package that to get a Bradley Beal. Do you think the Warriors, what is the likelihood of them making a draft night trade?
They've been trying. I think they've been very open that's what they want to do. It's the problem is that to get that player back that they want, it's not a problem with their assets as far as James Wiseman, 7 and 14. Those are attractive to teams, but they have to attach Andrew Wiggins to a deal. And I think his contract makes it a much more complicated assessment for teams because most of those teams, you know, I certainly don't think Wiggins is a scrub by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, at $33 million a year, for what you're getting, that is a little bit of a concern. So they've had the hard time getting a Bradley Beal or a Damian Lillard or even a Ben Simmons back because teams just don't want – you're either rebuilding, and if you're rebuilding, you don't want Andrew Wiggins' contract right. or you know teams have other sorts of challenges that are out there. So I think they've had a hard time figuring out a deal. The one team that I think is still out there that if they lower their sights a little – and the Raptors decide, you know what, we're going to let Kyle Lowry go. We're going to rebuild this franchise. Pascal Siakam for Andrew Wiggins in that package deal, I think that's probably the best deal that the Warriors are going to be able to get right now. I know they'd like to hold out for a Lillard or a Beal, but if they're going to make a deal on draft night, I think it would be with Toronto. And actually, I think the question is, would Masai do that deal? Would he decide that having the fourth pick in the draft, the seventh pick, the 14th, adding Wiseman and Wiggins, who's a Canadian native, maybe he's right. a little bit easier to swallow in Toronto. You bring all those guys back, you start over, and you know that's a pretty good asset get for Pascal Siakam.
All right, Chad Ford, man, great stuff, Chad. Keep up the great work, man, and hey, enjoy Hawaii.
That's right.
I'm sure you do.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, brother. See you. That's Chad Ford. All right, disgruntled sports fans, this one's for you. Trash Talking Tuesday is now. 30 to 40 seconds, trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. Your turn to shine. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Talking trash.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, let's kick it off, Chris, with Carl in Mobile, Alabama. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Carl? How are you?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? I'm great. I'm glad you got out of National Stadium alive, and it's good to see you back. But
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, I want to trash all the talking heads and say Aaron Rodgers won this negotiation. If you believe that, basically you believe that he urinated on draft day for all these NFL rookies by announcing that he didn't want to come back to Green Bay, only to come back and get to talk about the last 2 years of his contract. He lost that. And it's just a real tragedy the way it was handled. And I believe his girlfriend and his agent said, take this backpack, a sandwich, and a carton of juice and your flip-flops and get on that plane and go get that $36 million.
That's pretty funny.
Right.
I'm sure that everybody said you better go get that.
You think
no
the
doubt.
Fiance was like, why are you still here?
Right. You're not laying around here all day. Right. You don't have the Jeopardy job. So what are you doing here? Right. All right. Max in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Max?
What's up, Rob? Welcome back. I'm tracking
Space
Jam 2. You know what I'm saying? Hi, LeBron.
No surprise.
It's funny
there.
To me that you chose to address your haters instead of your fans after Space Jam's opening weekend quote unquote success. It's also funny the stranglehold you had on Bugs didn't carry over to week two. You're down 70% at the box office. $32 million in opening weekend versus Black Widow's $80 million. But let's hop down Bugs' rabbit hole together. Space Jam 1, $80 million budget. Box office, $250 million. Space Jam 2, $150 million budget. And the box office so far was around, or opening weekend, I should say, $32 million. You got to repeat that result 5 more weekends in a row to make a profit. Then again, you've never, ever had a three-peat. No hater here. Take that for data.
Wow.
All right. Look at
that. He's got the numbers. Chris, did you see Space Jam?
I haven't seen it yet.
I never miss Space Jam with the LeBron version. I never watch it, so I never miss it.
Oh, I'm an adult. I mean, it's for what, 9 to 14 year olds?
You got kids. You should have taken your
23. They're adults too. Shoot.
Kevin,
I'll watch it at some point. But
Kevin in Culver City, you're in the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Kev?
What's up, guys? This isn't really a trash, but Simone Biles. I mean, I'm an advocate for mental health. It's a real big deal. But, you know, I just feel like I'm just going to say it. She's using it as a clutch because she didn't win the match. There have been known gymnasts who battled through issues. One, Dominique Mochiano, won a gold medal with a pervert as a coach. You have Michael Phelps, who's an advocate for Talk Space, who's battled with mental health. And he finished all of his swim matches. You had Royce White, who couldn't play a lucrative NBA career and make it millions of dollars because he had anxiety disorders. So there's real mental health. Elena Deladon battled with that. So this is real for athletes. We can't mess with this. So I never heard anything about Simone Biles with that. She's on every commercial. She's made millions of dollars for Team USA. Represent your country And we support you and support your supporters and finish the match like a champion. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I'm not with just saying mental health, I'm out, I don't feel it. A lot of athletes don't feel that. So we have to really be careful when we talk about mental health. Ask Meta World Peace about mental health. It's a real issue, and we should really take it seriously. This shouldn't be the
doubt.
New crutch for sports athletes.
No doubt,
that's
Cap.
A good
Thank
call.
You.
Yep, no
and
doubt.
That's
the thing,
can we,
Rob.
Can we squeeze Tony in? We got a minute? Yeah, we got Tony in Wisconsin, quick. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey,
Tony, who you trashing?
Rob Parker.
What's up?
It's my Twitter, and I'll block if I want to.
Block if I want to.
You would block, too, if they tried to diss you.
Yay.
Yeah, yay. Go
Tony,
ahead
I love,
hurry. Is
Tony,
that it?
That's it.
He just
it.
Wanted to sing?
Yeah.
Talking
Tony,
trash.
I love that,
about
Tony.
As
you
well
know
as
I
you.
Do. Come on, that's going to be down in the Sports Writers Hall of Fame, that song right there.
I don't know about all that. It might all be right. in the what is it, Martin Van Buren
Hall
of Fame. Hall
of Fame. That's why. That's how I got into the Martin Van Buren Hall of Fame, Chris.
That
right
song,
there.
Huh?
It's
yeah,
my Twitter.
Man. All right. It was the Odd Couple. We hope you enjoyed it. Now, listen. Go to SoundCloud, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to the podcast. Download it. Leave us a nice comment and 5 stars. And stay tuned tomorrow. Check us out again. It's the Odd Couple. And right now, keep it locked on Fox Sports Radio for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon as they bring the fire. Peace.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.